discussion going here.
I'm rocking Buffy, tables and record labels. Can y'all feel that?
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Medford.
Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the dial, and at WMFO.org online. Okay, I got a little late start, but what else is new, huh? You never know with this stuff, you know? Anyway, since summer officially started last week, I thought I'd start out with some songs to welcome summer. First, I have Here Comes Summer by the Dave Clark Five, which I got from their album, The Hits. The song was a single in 1970. So here is the Dave Clark Five with Here Comes Summer.
Hey! summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind, like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. You to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone, and still the days, those lonely days, they go on and on. And guess who sighs the summer wind, the summer wind, warm summer wind, the summer wind.
Time with me. sun.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
summer could always be here. You'll wish that summer could always be here.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
All right, that was a set to welcome summertime. I hope everyone enjoyed it, and the PSA we have there also related to summer, being careful with how you prepare and cook and leave around the food you eat. Anyway, first we started with the Dave Clark 5 doing Here Comes Summer, which was a single in 1970. Then after that, we heard Summertime Blues by Bluechair from the 2005 album Live Bootleg, London Hamburg. This version of their song, their version of the song, rather, was always my favorite. I even have the 45 of it. You know, everybody's covered Summertime Blues, but I just love that Bluechair version. Many folks remember them as a very loud psychedelic band from the 60s, and I guess most don't know that the band's still been out there playing and making albums until singer Dickie Peterson, who'd been with the band since the beginning, died of prostate cancer in 2009. A sad thing. But they were still playing it. A lot of people never knew that. And after Bluechair, you heard Frank Sinatra with The Summer Wind from his 1966 album, Strangers in the Night. I always look for an excuse to play Frank in a theme set, and that's a perfect one right there. Then you heard Summer Day by Bloodwind Pig, a blues rock band formed in 1968 by guitarist, vocalist, songwriter Mick Abrams after leaving the band Jethro Tull. I guess he and Ian Anderson had a falling out after the first Tull album. Bloodwind Pig weren't around for all that many years, but they put out a few albums and singles. And Sly and the Family Stone with Hot Fun in the Summertime, a single in 1969 that made it to number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart and number 3 on the Soul Singles chart. Then In the Summertime, Mungo Jerry's old hit that was on the radio a lot in 1970, and I remember hearing it a lot. It's a fun song. And that version you heard is on Derek Sherinian's 5th solo album, Blood of the Snake, in 2006. Derek Sherinian was a keyboard player from Dream Theater and Black Country Communion. Billy Idol does the lead vocals on this track you just heard, and Slash plays guitar. That was pretty cool. Then you heard Billie Holiday doing Summertime from Billy's Blues, which was put out in 1995. And Nat King Cole doing those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer from his 1963 album of the same name. The single was a hit, reaching number 14 on the Billboard Top 200, and that led to the album, which consisted of old-time or old-time sound and songs, doing well. When I was a kid, I remember hearing this song on the radio all the time. I don't remember if I liked it or was annoyed by it. I forget. But it's summertime. It definitely evokes summer. So since summer just started, finally been waiting a long time, and it's nice summer weather, I figured a set for summer to bring it in. Now we have, I'm going to play some local bands, and I'm starting with a couple of then and now contrasts. As you probably know, some of these bands who played back in the 70s, 80s are still around in some form or another. Some of them are not, but sometimes some of the members are still around playing. And for one, the Atlantics. They were formed in 1976 by two Tufts students. And their first concert was at the the next year. They opened for the Ramones, were part of the punk new wave scene, played CBGBs. And their first album on ABC Records in 1979, Big City Rock. MCA bought the label. They had a nationwide tour opening for Roxy Music, New England tours, performed with a lot of different artists. Then in 1989, they released the single Lonely Hearts, which was one of New England's biggest independent singles. Got lots of local airplay, topped the charts for months. And one of these tough students, musicians, was Tom Hauk, and his musical project today is called Tullamore. I believe Tullamore has released 4 CDs since 2014. And I read a description saying, quote, Tullamore exists to bridge the gap between the classic rock of yesterday and the producer-driven pop of today, unquote. Now, Tullamore just released a disc called Playlist 2014 or 2016, which has 12 tracks that have been remixed, remastered. On this disc is another version of Lonely Hearts. So I'm going to play the original Atlantics version, followed by the one on the new disc. right. What'd you think of those little two different versions of Lonely Hearts? One the original by the Atlantics and one from Telemore. Tom Hawk just redoing it a little bit. It's interesting. Now I have another then and now thing for you. You probably remember the Rings. They're around town late 70s, early 80s. Popular band formed in 76. Were semifinalists in the first WBCN Rock and Roll Rumble at the Rat. In 81, released their major label debut on MCA. And their song's got lots of local airplay. And they also had a second album on MCA, and that was it. And it's a band with a lot of potential. I really thought they were going to go somewhere with their radio-friendly, danceable rock songs. But it didn't happen. What else is new with a lot of these bands, right? And from the Rings, I'm going to play the song I Got My Wish, which was on their first album. And Bob Gifford and Mark Sutton, who were in the Rings and later Bamboo Gang and the Wicker Man, recently started collaborating as Locating Raleigh and released the CD Crazy Parade. And since the two had written lots of songs together over the years in all these bands, they decided to record the songs that were never formally finished. And they did this song, I Got My Wish, again. So you're going to hear first the original Rings version of I Got My Wish, and then, which we go Locating Raleigh, I Got My Wish.
Yesterday, please. yesterday at 8 o'clock they let me out. I heard the door slam with a clang. They gave me a new pair of shoes, a shirt and pants, but I don't think they fit me quite right.
Hampton Beach. The waves are 1 foot.